When Columbia's LGBTQ community found itself in need of a new drag show venue, Anthony Plauger and his friends rose to the occasion. In this report, KBIA's Veronica Mohesky explores Columbia's newest club, which is all about inclusion.
Yin Yang, a popular nightclub and drag show venue in Columbia, closed in April. Anthony Plauger, a former customer, says it left a hole in the local LGBTQ community.
It was like a blow to the gut, really, because I was there pretty much every Thursday and Saturday for the drag shows that they had there.
Yin Yang was where drag queen Honey Damore got her start.
When I moved to Columbia 5 years ago, Yin Yang was kind of like my second home, pretty much. They were the very first days that gave me the actual opportunity to perform in a competition. And I will always say that Yin Yang is going to be my starting point of my drag career.
To make up for the loss of Yin Yang, Plauger and his friends started putting on their own virtual drag shows.
When we first did it, the idea was that we would just have drag shows with our drag friends. Like, you know, originally it was the virtual shows, so it was the seven of us and four performers every week at this little office space, and they threw a show. And it, in a way, it felt like it was for us, but we caught such a big following. I mean, our first two shows, we had over 15,000 views each. Whenever we saw that, we're like, this could really be something.
Less than a month after Yin Yang closed, Inclusion Plus was born. Plauger is now the director of club content. But starting a business during a pandemic isn't easy.
We started with virtual shows, and we stream our shows that people can't come in to see. We are very strict with the COVID. The city says we're doing better than most places. So, you know, everyone's 6 feet apart. We check temperatures. Everyone must wear a mask.
We have to wear these face shields unless we are going to be 6 feet or more away from the crowd. It's really nice to actually see people, see smiling faces, and see them cheering and drinking.
Thursday, October 8th was their first show at the Atrium on 10th Street.
Please give it up for Miss Luna Steelheart.
One customer, David Hall, says he appreciates their commitment to safety.
And it's great, so it's because it's big enough to be spaced out, like to be socially distanced and to be safe for everybody.
Danielle Como, a drag performer and customer, says Inclusion Plus is welcoming.
And this place, you know, everyone knows you, it's very friendly, you don't gotta worry about anything, so I like it.
But Plauger says Inclusion Plus isn't just about the performances. They want to advocate for LGBTQ mental health and education.
Since we've started Inclusion Plus, we have partnered with Borough Health, and we are also working with the Center Project, and also getting in working with all three colleges here in town.
And they want to be part of the community, and they're doing a fabulous job. You know, we have a few other events that's coming up in the future that is going to be donating to some charities.
These performers are here to entertain and be here for the community, and that's why we do this. We're here for the community itself.
Veronica Mohesky, KBIA News, Columbia.
That was KBIA's Veronica Mohesky exploring the music and meaning behind the new Columbia Club, Inclusion. Find this and other stories at kbia.org. Thanks for listening.